Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Hey, what's up? It's Al Freitas. Here's your hot off the wire. Sources close to Bobby Christina and Nick Gordon claim the couple had violent fights because Nick Gordon was jealous of Bobby Christina's fame. He apparently feels that he was Whitney's son and deserves as much fame as Bobby Christina, so much so that when the two were offered a TV show, he turned it down because he was not getting as much money as Bobby Christina. This, they say, has police looking at him more closely. Another woman is coming forward to accuse Bill Cosby of making unwanted sexual advances toward her. She claims it happened after filming The Cosby Show when she went in Bill Cosby's dressing room thinking she was auditioning to be on another episode. She says Cosby handed her a drink and stood in front of her with his privates in her face. Pharrell Williams, Beyonce, Sam Smith, and Beck were the big winners at last night's Grammys. After Beck won Album of the Year, Kanye jokingly jumped up on stage and pretended to interrupt, just like he did when Taylor Swift beat out Beyonce for a Moon Man for Best Female Video 6 years ago. But Kanye kind of wasn't playing. Listen to what he said afterwards.
The Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. And Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce.
Kanye performed Only One and then came back and performed 4 or 5 seconds with Rihanna and Paul McCartney. Katy Perry gave an emotional performance after a taped video message about sexual assault from President Barack Obama. That was followed by a spoken word piece from poet and domestic violence activist Brooke Axtell, who spoke from her perspective of a survivor of abuse. That was so powerful. John Legend and Common gave a powerful performance as well, singing their Oscar-nominated song Glory from the biopic Selma. Beyonce sang Take My Hand, Precious Lord, and there was some controversy over that because Ledisi sings the song in the movie and her fans were not happy. Other performers were Mary J. and Sam Smith, Pharrell, Madonna, Usher, Annie Lennox, Ariana Grande, even Kristen Wiig performed for Sia's Chandelier. Times at the box office over the weekend, leave it to SpongeBob to dethrone American Sniper with $56 million to make it number one at the box office. American Sniper was number two with $24 million, while Jupiter Ascending came in at number three with $19 million. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Hit me up via Twitter at FreitasFlix or at IG at Al Freitas. Bye.